Hello, hello, and welcome to the Fast Forward Amy Show, the show where we talk about how you can lift your life and business with simple strategies. I'm Fast Forward Amy, your host and coach, and I'll bring you a new episode every Tuesday. The question everyone seems to be asking these days in the times of social media and being online is, how can I build authority on social media? Name recognition, building up your brand, all of that. How do we do it? There are a lot of ads out there, ads being sponsored, like sponsored stories being directed at you, like, hey, buy our templates for daily story posts, for daily prompts, for your Instagram captions, buy our Instagram course, all of that stuff. But if we go to the essence, what is really needed to build that authority? That's what we're going to be talking about today in episode 74 of the Fast Forward Amy Show. And before we get started, you know what this means. This means that since it's episode 74, you can find all of the resources and the recap of this episode through fastforwardamy.com/74. And if you are really ready to build more authority and you're like, yes, I want to be the queen of the Instagram stories and all of that, and then provide massive value to your community, go and check out our Spot On Stories download, because in that training, it's a video training that you can get from me for free, I will teach you the three-step formula to captivate your audience. I will teach you how to use the only app you'll ever need to create visually appealing stories. And all in all, you're just going to learn how to create this camera confidence to create more videos for both your feed and your stories on social media. So go to fastforwardamy.com/spotonstories, or simply click the link in the description to grab that download, okay? It's a video training. It's actually multiple trainings of me, where in a couple of, in under an hour, I'll teach you all the hacks you need for great stories and for a way to really connect with your audience. Okay, let's get started. I have a few pointers. I don't think this is going to be a long episode, but I've said that a few times already, and sometimes it is not true when I say that. So we're just gonna see how long this takes us. Why do we need authority on social media? Maybe that's important to start with. Why do we need authority? Well, when we have authority on social media, that means that when people, for example, I have authority as a business coach, and it means that when people think of business coaching, they think of me. When they think I need a business coach, they think, oh, didn't I follow a business coach? That Amy girl, you know, Fast Forward Amy. When someone meets up with a friend and they're like, yeah, I'd need some help with my business, their friend might tell them, oh, I follow someone on Instagram. She's a business coach and she has this program. You might like it. That is what authority does. It means that people know who you are. They will refer other people to you. You create all of these like linchpins in your network so that people will refer people to you. And it means that you tie your name to something, for me, that is business coaching and Instagram marketing, so that people really know that you are lord and master of that subject and that they need to come to you for that. Now, I like to teach the authentic authority principle, being that not only do you need to be the authority on something, and do you need to have like the proof that you are the best at educating people on it and teaching people and that you know more than other people on it, you also want to make sure that you do it in your authentic, your unique way. That is the authenticity piece of authentic authority, which is my own name that I gave it. It's a part of my business freedom framework that I teach in my Business Freedom Elevator. Authenticity is that you really make sure it is your own way of doing things. So for example, I am a business coach, but what separates me from other people is that I work in a very action-oriented way, in a very no-bullshit way, is that I'm very straightforward. Also means that I won't have the prettiest slides or the prettiest videos in my courses or the best audio quality in my courses, but it will be very actionable, very to the point, and like bang what they need, and people will start taking action in my coaching programs from day one. People know that. That is what makes it unique. It makes it authentic because I will make dirty jokes in my programs. I will make dirty jokes offline and online. I am always the same person. Sometimes I'll be wearing more makeup than other times, but I will always show a lot of compassion, a lot of empathy, and I will make a lot of stupid jokes. I love penguins, both on my Instagram as well as in my coaching programs. There is this authenticity that is everywhere, and it is the authenticity that will attract people to you as an authority. Because I could be an authority on business coaching, but be boring AF, then no one would sign up with me. People sign up with me and my programs because they like the way I teach it, and they actually also like me. Do they need to love me? No. Do I need to love my clients? No. But I do, and it ends up happening because we have a great connection. And I am the happiest when I get to work with amazing clients, and I get to work with amazing clients when I show up as an authentic authority, because that way I attract the right clients, there's a great match, and we have a very successful way of working together. So authentic authority means not only do you need to have the expertise and like the, I don't know, the degree or the knowledge to show up for what you do. I don't know, that wasn't the correct sentence, you know, like just not the authority alone, but I would love it if it was authentic too. And people are confused about that. They're like, but no one cares about my life, or no one cares what I do, or does that mean I need to show my entire life online? No, not at all. You can choose your battles. You can just, for me, authenticity also means being relatable to people. So I will show certain parts of my life and certain parts I will not show. I will show that I love drinking wine. I love penguins. I love watching Bridgerton on Netflix. Those are things you probably already know about me if you follow my Instagram stories. But it doesn't mean that I've shown pictures of my boyfriend naked, although I do see my boyfriend naked, right? This is, by the way, also an authenticity piece that I will say shit like that, is me being authentically me. Because it's the same way I would act with my friends. And I think that is how you should treat social media. You should treat social media like it's your best friend, like you're talking to your best friend. And the things you are funny, you share with them. The things you are interesting, you share with them. The things you want to teach them because you learned them, you want to teach them. That is how you can treat, for example, your Instagram stories. So I think we've concluded that in order to cancel out your competition, not only do you need to make sure you show up as an authority, but you need to infuse it with authenticity so that you can cancel out your competition. If you do it the same way everyone else is doing it, you're not going to stand out. But if you do the same thing in a different way, you are going to stand out and you are going to cancel out your competition, and people are going to come to you to buy from you specifically, because that is unique and that makes you unique. Okay, so how do we build that authority on social media? Well, we build it with a lot of things and a lot of effort sometimes, but there are a few key principles to keep in mind. By the way, I haven't included video in here, but I do think video is wildly important. So if you're like, Amy, I don't dare to come on video, I don't know how to make stories, do you have some tips? I do have some tips. Don't forget to grab the Spot On Stories training. It's really valuable and I made it entirely myself and I'm super proud of it. So go to fastforwardamy.com/spotonstories for that video training, okay? Fine. The first rule to building authority on social media is be loud. Be very, very, very loud about what you do and like what you know. And I don't mean yelling. I mean being very consistent about telling people what you do, telling people you exist. For me, that means like, hey, I'm a business coach. I have a business coaching program. Hey, this is what I teach about sales. Here are 5 tips about launching. Here are 5 tips about your money mindset. Like continuously talking about it, talking about it, talking about it, and continuously showing up. My second tip was be consistent, but they go hand in hand. You can't be loud once and then like disappear, like, oh no, now everyone knows what I do. I shall never talk about it again. That's not what you want to do. You want to be consistent at being loud. You want to be consistent at doing all of those things, by the way. You want to make sure that when someone runs into you in a supermarket and they still have you as a Facebook friend, but you haven't talked in years, that they still know who you are and what you do. And the way you do that is by showing up and by talking about what you do, talking about what you know, and giving people value, which is our third tip. You need to be of value. You need to serve. And this is something that I try to do with our podcast. I try to do it with my Instagram too, but I've had less time for it in the past few months. Being of value means that, especially when you have a service-based business and you want to share, you want people to become your clients, to get into your program, to buy your service, all of that, you need to be of value before you get them in your program. So as an example, if you want people to refer other people to you on social media, if you want to gain new clients on social media, if you want to gain new followers who are interested in what you do on social media, you need to make sure that you are like, you really stick out with what you do. And the way to do that is by giving more than you ask online. It means sharing more advice than you ask for sales. It means sometimes you ask for a sale, sometimes you pitch, but more often than not, you are just adding heaps and heaps of value. And then sometimes people are like, but when is it too much value? When am I sharing too much online? Shouldn't I keep some secrets for my programs? I recently ran into myself doing this. I was like, well, but I don't have to share too much about the how. I need to teach them the what. You know what? I'll keep this for the program. I'll just post other stuff online. Because you're like, well, I can't share for free what I have other people pay for in a program or in my service, right? Not true. When people pay you for a service or when they pay you for a program, they pay you for the accountability, for the implementation, for the advice, for the full package. When you share advice online, you want to make it click for people. And that means that you need to make sure that your advice online is really solid, your free content is really good, and that you're being of value and giving and serving your audience so that you deserve their time of day. Imagine people sitting on their couch every night, and instead of watching Netflix, they choose to watch your stories. Imagine people waking up on a Tuesday and listening to your podcast. You need to honor their time. You need to honor their energy by actually serving them, by rewarding them, by being of value so that their time and attention gets rewarded, gets valued. So that's what I try to do. I try to give a lot of value in my podcast. I could beat about the bush, but I really want you to be able to do something with these tips. So you need to give more than you ask. And when you are in doubt, you're like, is this too good of a tip to share online? Think about, will it increase my authority? Yes. Will it make me seem smart? Yes. Will people be something, like be able to do something with this? Yes. Then the answer is just go for it. And it's weird to say like, will this make me seem smart? But that's the authority piece. People do need to be convinced that you know more than them on the topic and that you are the expert, right? So for me, that's definitely something I'm gonna be doing more of in the upcoming months, being of more value, being more concrete in my tips, going deeper in my content, and really serving the hell out of my audience. A few years ago, I was like semi-blocked on Instagram, meaning I couldn't get content out to new people. And I was like, well, this sucks. But now all that's left to do is I can't seem to reach new followers. So I'll just make sure that the people who do follow me love my content and they know I exist and they know my service exists. And someday when they want what I have to offer, they can't not buy it from me. Like they won't go to a different business coach, they'll go to me. And that really wired me to just continuously create to serve my audience. And that is the best thing you can do. Whenever you get stuck in like this authority slump on social media, or you don't know what to do to gain new followers, I would always suggest put some blinders on and focus on what your current audience wants more of, what your current audience wants to hear. And that will get you, after a while, it will automatically get you more clients and more followers and a bigger, like, better audience. By the way, you don't need a big audience to be successful. You need an audience that is a fit for your mission, for your values and all of that, and an audience who will actually buy from you. Because likes don't pay your bills. Clients do, okay? Likes don't build your business. Clients do. But that doesn't mean that followers can't turn into clients, paying clients. So it's just make sure that you're not paying for giveaways or paying to get new followers, because those aren't actually going to be paying customers. So I would rather work with a smaller audience and have all of them be a perfect fit for my brand than have a really big audience that aren't a fit and that aren't interested in what I'm talking about, like business coaching wise. Okay, we talked about being loud. Tell everyone what you do all the time. Tell them what you know all the time. Be really consistent in everything we're talking about and always be of value and serve. So keep giving advice. It doesn't mean being your DMs, giving private advice to people all the time. You don't have to do that. I don't do that ever. But it means be of value. Share valuable things online. Don't just talk from your ego. Talk from a place of service. That will always get you more of what you want. Give more than you ask. So that means share more advice than and share more funny things. And just like share more, create more, be in abundance more than you ask for sales. Because if you're always pushing sales, that ain't gonna work. And last but not least, I want to add break through the noise. So there's a really fine line in online marketing. The line is like, you need to innovate, but you don't need to innovate too much. So what I mean by that is the algorithm likes certain types of posts. You want to format your posts the same way, like, for example, Twitter quotes that still work really well, but you want your content to be innovative enough. What you don't want to do online is create all types of posts in all kinds of weird colors, totally formatted in a different way with different type of content, because that might be innovative, but no one might be ready for it. So it's this fine line between break through the noise of what everyone else is doing and be more excellent at it, or like be in front of the wave of like new stuff and be like an early adopter at that. But don't be too far ahead that people can't catch up to you yet. So break through the noise, but ride the front of the wave of innovation in social media land. That is how you can be an authority on social media. And that means when new stuff happens, like last summer when Reels came out, if you start applying that decently, great, because the algorithm will favor that. It also means don't always push through your branding just for the sake of pushing through your branding. If no one likes brown posts and brown posts score really bad on Instagram, you know? Find that line. Look at what triggers people. Look at what works. Look at what comes up on the explore feed for people. Look at what triggers you when you scroll through your feed. If you look at formats of posts, you're like, oh, this seems to be performing well. Give it your own twist and make posts in that format. Whatever you do, share a lot of knowledge, share a lot of advice for people, share a lot of practical, actionable advice for people. And in no time will you become an authority on social media. And being that, building up your name, your personal brand, I guarantee you that will get you so much wealth and so much success in the long run. And in the short run, you will get a lot of clients really fast. Because I often think, wow, this seems interesting, like a program or a service. But I have a lot of ego. So I'm like, but I don't know if they actually know more than I do. I don't know if they can actually help me. I don't know if I believe that they are truly an authority and better than me or better than I am at this stuff. So you gotta really prove to people that you are trustworthy. Because if you remember from episode 64, trust is a key step in completing a sale, in having people actually take action towards buying from you. So look at that. How can you create trust for people? I truly believe that one of the easiest ways to do that is through building up your authentic authority and selling from a place of authentic authority. Okay, so give heaps of value, show up consistently, be really loud about what you do, and keep going years on end. That is my super motivational advice. But if you would take 30 days to just post really valuable videos every single day, 30 days, that will already change the entire course of your brand and business, okay? If you want some tips on creating those videos, go to fastforwardamy.com/spotonstories to watch those videos of me with the camera tips. And this was episode 74. So if you want to reread the tips and find all of the links and resources, it's really simple to remember, because you might be like, oh, what was that link again? It's just the number of the episode, 74, and attach it to our website, fastforwardamy.com, okay? Everything is added in the link in the description. And next week, Tuesday, I will be back with another episode of the Fast Forward Amy Show. Come say hi on my Instagram, Fast Forward Amy, and see you next week. Have a happy day.